You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to another video from Fantasy Football Scout. My name is Az. We are turning our attention to Fanteam this week, and I'm joined by last year's winner. It's Mr. Josh Waldridge. How are you?
Oh, I'm absolutely great, mate. How about you?
I'm very well. You seem to always be great. You know, when we get these on, you seem to always be in good spirits.
Yeah, I'm particularly good this week. I'm off this week, so it's an absolutely amazing week, to be honest. Yeah, I've had a great time already, and it's only Thursday, so there we go.
Well, last time you were off, you were in a big cabin, weren't you, with about 10 other people? No.
So this week, I got my trip out earlier in the week, so I could be back for this in the UK kind of thing. So I went to Copenhagen at the weekend. Lovely. So yeah, that was amazing. But I didn't bring my podding material or my computer with me or anything. So here we are back in the similarly weathered UK. So yeah,
your podding material. I think that phrase sums up how little you actually do these.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a novice.
I was going to say as well, Copenhagen, very expensive. If only you had some Fanteam winnings to, you know, help you through that trip.
It was a good job, mate. As you say, it's the thing that everyone tells you when you're about to go to Copenhagen, but they're completely right. Like, it is very expensive.
It sure is.
So yeah,
yeah.
I was ready for it.
I've got a friend out there, and I go to visit him every now and then. And every time I go, I come back with a very empty bag. It's a great place. One of my favourite places, Copenhagen.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it, mate. Yeah, so all good.
All good. Right, let's get into it then. So we're talking Fanteam today. So if you're here for official FPL stuff, you might want to check out another video on the channel. If you're interested in Fanteam, then this is the one for you. If you've never played Fanteam before and you're watching this video and you're thinking, what the hell is Fanteam? Fanteam is a way that you can basically use your fantasy knowledge to win money. So there's a season-long game, which obviously started at the start of the season, which Josh and I play and we check in with, which is similar to FPL, but you sort of buy in and you can earn prize off the back of it. There's the daily monster games, they're called, which Josh and I talk about every week, which are essentially a free hit team where you build a team for the week and you pick a squad of 11 players, and those players earn points and then you can win prize off the back of that. There's a new addition as well. So it's the Second Chance Premier League season game. This was announced just the other day. It kicks off on the 14th of January, game week 22. I knew it was one of them. January the 14th, it kicks off. Game week 22. There's a £20,000 first place prize, £100,000 prize pool. Essentially, you pick your team from then and then you carry it on to the end of the season. The best thing about it, though, is everyone gets one entry for absolutely free. How good is that, Josh?
I mean, it's perfect for everybody. I can't see how anyone can complain with this about this one, to be honest.
No.
If you have an account, you pick a team. If you don't have an account, make one and pick a team. You know, it's perfect for everybody, really. And it's a really nice way to sort of get into Fanteam. Free of charge, obviously, like to sort of test the water to see if you like it as well.
Absolutely. And if you're a fantasy football player, and you know, this isn't like one of those things where, you know, it's completely luck based. There's a real element of skill to, I mean, Josh won it. So, you know, there is an element of skill, but there's also, it also shows that anyone can do it. So, you know, why not enter and have a go at trying to win that 20 grand first place prize?
literally anyone. Yeah, and like I said, there's no strings attached to this one. It's literally just a free entry. So if you have an account and it's verified, you'll have a free entry in your account. So yeah.
Yeah, you can enter more teams as well if you like, but you have to pay for those. It's a tenner, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, mate. A tenner.
There you go. Lovely stuff. Let's check in with the regular season long game. This was my team last week. I made a couple of actual good moves. I brought in Rudiger and James, I believe. Got a decent score. My main team's up to 2977, which is pretty decent. Ramsdale in goal, Trent, Rudiger, James, Ben White came off my bench. Salah, Foden, Havertz, he's got to go. Vardy, Antonio and Tony. So it's now very, very similar to my regular FPL team, which I'm quite happy with because that's doing quite well as well. It's going to be Havertz on the move for me. I kept Vardy. I'll give him, he's got a decent run of fixtures now, so I'll probably leave him for a bit. So yeah, I'll just be looking at what to do with Havertz. What do you reckon on Havertz? Who do I need to move him out for? Jota's probably the sensible option, isn't he?
Yeah, moving him out is definitely the key. I think it's just whether you want to downgrade to get some funds for elsewhere. I mean, like, whether you've got like Vardy to Ronaldo or Kane in mind for the future or whatever, you know what I mean? So that could be an option, like Havertz down to get a bit of bank or something, or whether you want to put even more money into the defence. So you want to upgrade someone like Ben White to like the likes of another Chelsea defender, for example, Marcus Alonso possibly, or something like that. So yeah, I think I'd look down maybe the likes of Gallagher, like something like that. He's just so cheap for what he's producing at the moment. And there's similar players to that, obviously. Have you already got Smith Rowe, did you say? Yeah.
Smith Rowe's on my bench.
So he's the other one that comes to mind for me, obviously. So it's a good job you've already got him anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the bigger mission from this team is no Cancelo. You know, I've got James and Trent in. Maybe moving for Cancelo should be the priority. But I don't know, Havertz or Jota just seems like quite a easy sideways-ish move. So yeah, it'll be one of those two. But yeah, I'll leave it until probably tomorrow to find out. Jota's got that bit of a knock, isn't he? So we'll see if he's, make sure he's fit. Your teams, you're doing well as well. Your main team's up to 1,682. Sarr in goal, Van Dijk, Rudiger, Cancelo. So no James or Trent in this team, but it's still doing well. Complete opposite of mine. You've got Cancelo, I haven't. And then it's Salah, Jota, Saint-Maximin, Smith-Rowe, Antonio, Tony and Ronaldo. You happy with this team?
I think comparing the two teams, I think your goalkeeper and defence are better than mine. And then I think I've got a slight edge in the forward positions, maybe. I just think having Jota over Havertz is quite an advantage, as you said, like to already have that, I think. I'm also not completely convinced by Foden in this new system either. But I think if you have him, you've got to keep him. But I think I'm not sort of looking to get him in now, I don't think, at the moment.
Well, given Sterling is now back and scoring, I do wonder if Sterling is going to come back on the left. And if Sterling goes back on the left, surely that means Foden, you know, is back to false nine.
Yeah, or rotation.
Rotation, yeah, good point.
there's the two ways of looking at it. I think if you've got him, you're not selling him still for a good few weeks unless we see something absolutely wild. But I need to get like a James and a Trent in, really, I think, in this team. That's what I'm sort of craving, like maybe an Alonso, as I talked about earlier as well. On the bench, it's worth noting on this team, I've got Aspilicueta and Christensen. So it might be that Aspilicueta becomes a better asset now, finally. But Christensen is definitely not in the top three Chelsea defenders anymore. So it might be worth making that upgrade, I think, with him. And, I can get the funds, obviously, because the Chelsea defenders are already quite expensive anyway. So I can just move it around a little bit, I think.
It's worth noting, though, you've got five teams now in the top 10K. Your second team's 2,600. Third team's 4,000. Team 5,555. Team 5, 9,177. That's pretty good spread.
Yeah, my team that's 9,000 as well had a really good week this week. It had the triple up, the Rudiger, Chilwell, James, all three of them. So, like, even after the early game, I was absolutely, I think it flew up like 5,000 places or something. So, yeah, it's very possible to make ground very quickly on this game still. And I think I just had a good week across the board compared to the week before where I had a really bad week. So it's hopefully back to where I was now and we can push on a little bit.
Yep, absolutely. We are going to come on to your second season, you know, first draft. It'll be interesting to see how that changes between now and the 14th of January, but you've put together a draft for us. We will look at that at the end of this stream. We are going to look at the monster now. So it's the next round this weekend. So we need to build our teams for that. We still haven't won any money, Josh. I don't know why people still listen to us on these, but surely one day we are going to win something. I keep saying that every week. But yeah, who's your kind of picks for this week? It's the Liverpool and City players who are most expensive.
We're in it for the long haul, as I was going to say. With the the thing that I felt really strong on this week was some clean sheets, or at least some very good chances at clean sheets. As you mentioned, Liverpool and City are two obvious ones where you'd think like the defenders have got attacking potential, but also there's very much a chance of a clean sheet versus Southampton and West Ham, respectively, I think. I really like Wolves at Norwich. I think, you know, Norwich have improved in the last few weeks, but Wolves also got a really, really convincing win at the weekend against West Ham, which, you know, shows they're very quite sturdy defensively again. Mm. So I quite like the Wolves defence actually away at Norwich, and they're not too expensive either, really.
You're going to say Semedo to me, aren't you?
Yeah, I absolutely love him this week. I think he's great this week. He still doesn't. I think he might have one attack in return across the season, and he's probably conceded about three penalties, to be honest, but we're going to obviously hit the game one week where he gets the attack in return and the clean sheet, and that's when you're in the money with him, I think.
I just don't know if I can bring myself to put him in. Saïss is 0.1 less.
I like Saïss as well, for what it's worth, and they've both got really good safety nets. So I think if you've got sort of and if you're really against Semedo, I think it's fine to pick Saïss as well.
It's fine. I need to get over my bias. You're probably right. He probably is the better pick. Okay, I've stuck Saar and Semedo in.
I love that, as
our first two picks. What do you reckon about Liverpool? I mean, Liverpool v Southampton looks like a fairly comfortable Liverpool win. Southampton's defensive numbers are actually pretty good, especially over the last four. But Liverpool just blowing teams away, scoring way too many goals. So I'm guessing we need to have at least one attacking player in.
Yeah, in these, like, it either goes one of two ways with Liverpool. They either go out, they just keep scoring like 4, 5, 6. They just keep going for it. Or last season, especially, they did a lot of like convincing 2-0 wins where they just like completely controlled the game and won 2 or 3-0. And I'm tempted to think that's what we might see here, actually. So I think I'm more on the sort of Alexander Arnold and then either Robertson with the safety net of Van Dijk, or even someone like even the next one down, the centre back. So I pick Van Dijk and have the safety net below him of the other centre backs as well.
So maybe the Liverpool double up in defence then with Trent and, well, Van Dijk's 9-6, Matip's 9-5, Simicat is 9-4. I think it's got to be Van Dijk, isn't it, at 9-6?
Yeah, I think you pick Van Dijk and you just have the two below. So if Matip doesn't play for whatever reason, you might get Simicat if Robertson doesn't play. So yeah, it's the right way to go, I think.
Well, that's our defence sorted. Look at that, after just a few minutes. Easy. So let's look at some attacking options then. You've got Chelsea v Man United. We've got, what's some of the other fixtures? We've got, Brentford v Everton. Everton are the worst defensive side in the league at the moment. So maybe one of Tony or Mbeumo. We've got Brighton v Leeds. That looks like it could be quite an open game. I find that game really hard to call, actually. Last year, I was convinced Brighton had the better of Leeds, but I'm not so confident this year. City v West Ham as well. I mean, you talk about Foden. We talk about, you know, Sterling maybe coming in. Be interesting to see what team City actually go with in that game. West Ham obviously losing in the match that we all thought they'd win in the last game. And you've got Spurs-Burnley. What Spurs? Is it going to be first half against Leeds, Spurs that turn up, or is it going to be the second half, who actually looked half decent?
Well, in neither half did Son or Kane do anything. I know that. But at least they looked really good in the second half, to be fair. They looked really much, much better. And we said last week, he's a fantastic manager. So he's going to get the best out of these players eventually. It's more a case of when rather than if, I think. I like two things you said. I like both Trossard and Rafinha this week again. Like you said, I think it could be an open game. I think there could be some goals there. So picking one of those right could be a really good thing. And to be honest, mate, I can't believe I'm saying this after, like, compared to like sort of 2 weeks-ish ago, but I'm thinking Jadon Sancho might be an option this week at such a cheap price. Like, he's like 6.4, I think, or something. Like, it's just so cheap for a player who I'm convinced is going to start this weekend, actually, now, after the way he's played in the last two games.
I mean, look at the United prices. I mean, I know. Sancho 6.4, Rashford 6.8, Bruno Fernandes 7.4. Will we ever see Bruno Fernandes that cheap?
I like Bruno, Ronaldo, and Sancho. I think Ronaldo 7.5, Bruno 7.4, and Sancho 6.4, I think. But I just love those three prices. I've been sort of... Yeah, go on, man.
I just don't think United are going to score.
I think it's, I would never double up, I don't think, on this. I'd just take a punt on one and think if they're going to score, it'll probably only be one goal. So I need to pick the goal scorer. But when you consider United are like possibly enablers this week and we don't have any exposure to Chelsea defence, I think it's a good spot to take like just one Man United attacker to sort of enable the Man City mids, for example, or to enable Vardy at home to Watford or whatever, you know what I mean? There's plenty of fixtures to attack, I think.
I would go for Fernandes.
I like the pick. I think he's a good, really good pick this week. And I think all three are, to be honest, as enablers, as I said. But don't expect sort of our brace that we normally would from Bruno or Ronaldo or something. I think it'll be a one and done, I think.
Treat him like a St. Maximin or a Cornet, but, you know, an internationally recognised, like one of the best players in the world.
Yeah, I mean, Sancho is 0-2 more than James Ward-Prowse this week, who's got Liverpool away. So I'm just pretty convinced Sancho's a better pick in that spot this particular week, I think.
Yeah, well, I put Rafinha and Fernandes in. So I like that. That means we've got some money to play with now. So you mentioned City. I mean, Phil Foden is the most expensive player this week, 13.5 for him. Sterling's at 12.8, Bernardo Silva 12.4, Gundogan 11.3. Which of those do you like?
I think I like Sterling with the safety net of Bilver. I think, or Bilver, just Bilver himself. He looks amazing at the moment. He's playing out of his skin. He's had an attacking return sort of the last sort of five games, I think, including the Champions League yesterday. So it might have been Tuesday, actually.
I think we go for Sterling.
Yeah, I think Sterling's a great option with the safety net. Like, and this is what we always talk about on this. With the Man City players, they are perfect for this format because you're going to get one of them. No matter sort of who you pick, as long as you pick one with like two or three players under him with the safety net, you're going to get someone. And Man City mids who are nailed are worth this price. So, yeah, I think Sterling's fantastic.
Absolutely. So the safety net works by if your player doesn't start. So if we pick Foden and he doesn't start, you get the next player on the list who does start, essentially, because Foden's at the top. So it works its way down. So by picking Sterling, if Sterling doesn't start, we're guaranteed to get Bernardo Silva. As long as he starts. If he doesn't start, then it goes down to Grealish and then to Torres and then to Gundogan and so on until you get a starting player. So if you play it right, if you play these daily games right, it means you basically always get a starting 11 out, which is much better than what we can say in FPL a lot of the time. So it's a really good feature of Fantasy, actually. I love the safety net.
Yeah, it brings the scores up quite a lot, as you can imagine as well, because no one has any of those cameos off the bench as one of their players. Like, everyone has 11 starters, basically. So the sort of average score goes up massively. Like, even compared to a free hit team on FPL, you sort of get even more like guaranteed, I guess, that that you're going to get like sort of a floor of 5 extra points or whatever.
Yep. And how about with Spurs then? Because, I mean, going into the Leeds game, I was unconvinced. I thought out of the two, I was saying to you, Son was probably the one that I'd pick, given that it's probably going to be a more open game. I think against Burnley, though, I do fancy Kane in this one. I think Burnley are so poor from set pieces. That's surely going to be something they target. And, you know, Kane's such a good header of the ball. We saw, you know, his goals against, you know, in the internationals were, you know, from corners and, you know, volleys and everything else. He was doing everything right. So for me, I think I'd pick Kane this week.
Yeah, Burnley are one of the rare teams where I actually look at historical performance because they haven't changed for about 6 years. Like, they play exactly the same way. Like, it's actually like a really good way of being able to measure Burnley because they play 4-4-2. They play, I think it's the same four defenders since when they came up from the Championship almost like all them years ago.
And they lost Michael Keane, didn't they? Michael Keane.
Yeah. And Kane has an exceptional record against Burnley. Like, I know he's had a couple of hat-tricks against them, especially around Christmas time, I think, ironically. Yep. So I think this is the week for Harry Kane.
Yeah. No Tarkowski either. He's suspended.
Yeah. No Ashley Westwood either. They're a little bit short this week because they don't have a big squad anyway. So, without Tarkowski, I think Harry Kane is a pick. And I sort of fancy him to get a brace, I think, this weekend maybe if it falls the right way, maybe a cheeky penalty or something.
Yep. What'd you talk about Reguilon at 8.5 as well?
I did like him, actually. I've got him in one of my drafts, I think, that I sent to you. So it's a bit of a spoiler, but I do like him this week. He scored his goal last week. If they can tighten up defensively, as we assume Conte will help them to do, then I think he's also an amazing pick. So yeah, especially against Burnley.
Putting him in. So at the moment, we've got Sar Semedo, Trent Van Dijk, Reguilon, Rafinha, Fernandes, Sterling and Kane.
as you said, you mentioned on it earlier, I like Tony or Jimenez. So I prefer Tony to Mbeumo, as you talked about earlier, and then Jimenez against Norwich. We've already got the double defence. It might make sense to just pick an attacker as well, I think. So I don't know what you think of those two, or if you have a preference.
I think we go for Tony, given that Everton are the worst defensive side in the league currently.
I think it's a good pick. I think it's a really nice pick, Tony, this week. I definitely prefer him to Mbeumo on this game. He's more likely to get 90. He's got the penalties as well. And he loves a shot as well, actually, which obviously helps with the shot on target bonus. Mm. So, yeah.
So we've got 13.3 left for our final spot, Josh. We can have anyone we want.
I think Mane's a bit more than that, isn't he? I think he's 13.4 or something. Is he? Or 13.8?
Yeah, Mane's 13.6. Jota's 13.1. So we could get Jota.
I think it's very nice this week. I think it makes sense to pair it with the Liverpool defence as well. It's a shame not to have Salah, but I'm happy with all the other picks, to be honest.
Yeah. Should we go for Jota then?
Yep, absolutely.
It's nice. I think it's a really good pick. Some weeks we're really struggling to make this monster team. Other teams, we just bang, bang, bang. There you go. Perfect money. We've got 200k in the bank. Absolutely sorted. So that's our team for this week. It's Sarr and Semedo, Trent and Van Dijk and Reguilon, Rafinha, Fernandez, Sterling, Jota, Kane and Tony. Who's the captain then? Kane?
Yeah, I think if we're paying sort of that price, we can't really risk Sterling, I don't think. Or that we could go Sterling captain with Kane vice, maybe. I like Trent captain. I like Kane captain out of what we've got here, I think. So carry Kane.
Yeah, I'll put it on Kane if we want to change then. We can. I'll enter this in, so it's done. Thanks. Team submitted successfully. There you go. Let's take a look at some of the teams that you sent over to me that you've put together earlier. So your first team, you've always got your doubles. You love your doubles, don't you? Schmeichel and Soyuncu, you double Leicester defence. Interesting. And then Sace and Semedo. And then triple City midfield. This is exciting, Josh. Mahrez captain, Sterling, Bernardo Silva. Here he is, Ward-Prowse, right in the middle, alongside Sancho, and then Vardy and Jimenez. So yeah, talk me through this one. This one is pretty out there.
Yeah, this is the... So we've obviously got the triple Leicester and triple Wolves. I just fancy those two fixtures. So I think that sort of explains itself. They've got Norwich and Watford. I think they could both win sort of 1 or 2-0, which would be great for this team, obviously. The midfield is very much like... expensive and very, very cheap. So I needed Ward-Prowse and Sancho, who, as I say, are both under 6.5 million, to enable the three really expensive City mids. But I just fancy City to explode one game. And whilst West Ham aren't the worst team in the league by any stretch whatsoever, Man City can do this against anybody, I think. I mean, I think we've seen them do it against Liverpool and Man United in the past, for example, where they've just scored 4 or 5 goals. With this triple midfield, I'm just trying to maximise the points if that does happen, basically, if they just play like we know they can. I mean, they obviously had a great performance yesterday against PSG again. I think the Mahrez captain might be a little bit too far, because I'm not absolutely convinced he's going to start, but at least I'll get Bilva and as the captain, and I'll also get someone on for Mahrez with the safety net. Yeah. I think we're looking at Grealish or Gundogan underneath Mahrez if he doesn't play, I think, because I've obviously already got Sterling and Silva in there. Yeah.
Yep.
So, I think it's quite a fun one, this one, to start off with. We've started off with maybe one of the most fun one or something. But yeah, I really like these Man City players this week, I think. I don't think many people will necessarily pick Bilva still, even though he's been playing so well. I think, if anything, people might go more towards Sterling with the safety net in play and with his form as well, like, because he's got good form as well. So, yeah, we'll see how this one goes, I think.
Yep, very good. Second team, you go on 5 at the back for this one. Schmeichel and Castagna, keeping your double Leicester defence. I'm not sure about your double Leicester defence in these. I can see Watford scoring in this. Trent captain and Robertson, and then Cancelo and Diaz. Zaha, Son, Rafinha, Jimenez and Tony. So again, a couple of the players that we've picked. But yeah, obviously the big difference here is 5 at the back.
Yeah, the Cancelo pick, I think he's so good still. I would never talk anyone off picking Cancelo this week. I know we didn't put him in our draft, but I think he's a great pick. I've gone for Robertson, like, with the safety net of Van Dijk, because if Robertson plays, I think he's a better pick, to be honest. Obviously, he's just more attacking, but I can maybe save some money there. I can also swap Son to Kane, as we discussed just now. Because I think, having talked to you about it, I think Kane might actually be a better pick than Son this week. Mm-hmm. I love Rafinha. I'm glad you brought him up earlier. And then
he's going to terrorise us.
This Leicester defence, the more you talk about it, the less I'm convinced. But I think I'm going to have it in at least some of my teams because I think they could just win 1-0. They are a better team than Watford. They're just not playing very well at the moment. So they could just turn it on for this one, I think.
You can't stop Dennis. He's a man in form.
Well, until he's suspended because he's approaching the 10 bookings soon. So like,
how can you be approaching 10 bookings in, you know, it's not even December yet? It's pretty impressive.
I know, yeah. No, he's only on 6. I'm only joking. But the fact that he's already served the 5-game suspension.
Well, that's what
is
I mean.
Funny,
I know. The fact he's even past that is pretty impressive. He must be the most booked player in the league so far, right?
He is, yeah. He's on 6. There's a bunch of guys on 5. I mean, Richarlison's on 5. He's been injured for the whole season. So I think that's quite impressive. I think that's the most impressive one, actually. But
yeah, I think you're probably right. And your third team, this one looks a bit more balanced. Saren Semedo, Trent Cancelo, Reguilon. So attacking defenders there. Silva, Salah captain, Rafinha, Jimenez, Watkins and Ronaldo. This looks like a more kind of normal, traditional type.
I'm proud of this one though. It doesn't have double defense. Like, I'm quite happy. I've just gone for the attacking defenders this time. I've just thought, you know what, let's go for it on this one. So Trent and Cancelo basically players like midfielders anyway. Like, they're probably even forwards, to be honest, but we'll call them midfielders. So you get the sort of further up the pitch mini out of position with Cancelo and TAA, but you also get the defensive returns, which is great. Reguilon's also playing wing back. I mean, it's a very, very attacking back four, I think, at least. And then I like Silva. I think all the rest we've talked about, other than Watkins, really. Gerrard really brought something into that team in the last 20 minutes of the last game against... who did they beat 2-0?
They beat us, didn't they?
The last 10 minutes, they just sort of like... They just scored 2 goals, didn't they? And they just turned it on. It was like... The crowd was behind them almost. And I know they're away in this one, but they might just take some momentum from that, I think. And Crystal Palace have been, like, they've played very open football this season. So it could be like a bit of an end-to-end game, I think. And Watkins is a 90-minute man. So I always sort of favour him over the other Villa attackers, I think.
Well, it helps when the opposition takes off the two best players for the last 10 minutes and completely changes system for no reason. It obviously gives the crowd a bit of a lift and the players a bit of, you know, what the hell has he done? Why has he taken off these guys? They've been pushing us back all game. So jury's still out for me on Villa. They were pretty poor for most of the game, but I just think Brighton gave them the win in the end. I like this team. I think this is probably my favourite one of the ones that you mentioned. It's crazy seeing Ronaldo so cheap, isn't it? He's like a 12-13 player. Yeah, you can't resist these budget. Every time you recommend one of these like budget monster picks, they never really deliver. But
it was Aubameyang and Smith Rowe last week. They lost 4-0, didn't they? It was like maybe we can get lucky with just hopefully there's an early goal for Man United in this game. I think that could really open this game up into like one of the all time classics, I think. But yeah, Ronaldo, Bruno, Sancho, all too cheap. Pick one and go with it, I think, is my advice.
An all-time classic, says Josh. I think it's more likely to be a 1-0 Chelsea, boring, you know.
That's why we need the early Man United goal, because then it can't be 1-0 Chelsea and then we're all good. So, yeah.
Very true. We're going to touch on the season-long second half, the second half season in just a sec. I'll just show you how to get to it. So if you're new to Fan Team, just go onto the Fan Team page. You'll see all the games listed here. And if you go down a couple, you'll see this hot game, which is this one here. £100,000 prize pool, £20,000 to first place. You just click on the free button here. There's 3,034 teams entered at the moment. There'll obviously be a lot more as we go through. The details are here. You can check, you know, see how many people are entered. You can see what the buy-in is. So it's £8.30 for 170 rake. So it's £10 in total. You can see the prize list here. So you win prizes right up to a 4,000 placed finish. So obviously if the game started now, everyone would be in the money. But the game isn't starting now. It's starting on the 14th of January. So we'll see much more than that. But essentially, if you place anywhere within the top 4,000, you'll win £5. And then obviously the real money starts once you get to kind of ranks around, I'd say around rank 5, you win a grand and then upwards from there. So just click that and then you can enter your team. You might as well do it now in case you forget, but I'm sure you won't because we're all dedicated managers. But Josh, this was the team that you set up. It's just a standard Josh team, isn't it? Just absolutely crazy. Triple Chelsea defence, Mendy, Chilwell and Reece James. Laporte and Cancelo, Salah, Rafinha, Corne, Wilson, Antonio and Jimenez. I mean, this looks like a monster team, right? But you think you know, for the second half of the season, you're going to play this? I mean, Laporte's risky, triple Chelsea defence.
Well, as there's, again, the safety net enabled on this tournament. So
interesting.
If you pick the likes of Chilwell, James and Laporte, you'll get the guys under them, which is like, it's basically a free ticket to having double Man City defence and a free ticket to having triple Chelsea defence every week. So that's why I like this. It's obviously missing Trent Alexander-Arnold. That's the notable omission from the back, I think. He's obviously still a great pick. But I just think having like really nailed Chelsea attacking fullbacks, like even if you get the safety net version of them for a particular week, they can for the cheaper price, they can almost like match Trent, and then you spend a bit more on the attacking positions. Like, for example, I've gone for Wilson, Antonio, Jimenez, Rafinha, who are all quite nailed in their teams. I think they're all sort of the talisman, I'd say, for their teams anyway. So I think hopefully with the premium defence combined with the Salah captain, which will be like every week after he comes back from AFCON, and then these guys who just probably play 90 and like obviously are doing really well for their teams. So I think it's a nice combination.
Well, talk to me about Salah, because Salah is obviously someone who's going to be away at the AFCON, but you've put him in. Is that just because you've got the safety net and then you've got him in place for when he eventually returns?
Yeah, that's part of the thinking behind it, definitely, as you said. Like, so you'll get Jota basically most likely because he's the third most expensive Liverpool mid behind Salah and Mane. As we get closer to the time, it might be that I just decide, because it starts on the 14th of January, we get like sort of we get 6 days of AFCON data at that point when we have to enter our team. So it might be that Salah's team have won their first game or lost their first game or whatever you have you. That might change my opinion. If they win their first game, maybe they're really a lot more likely to go further in the tournament. And then you'll be missing him for 3 weeks rather than three game weeks rather than one game week. But I think the group stage ends on the 20th, which is actually only a week after this game starts. So if Egypt, for whatever reason, or Senegal, Mane plays for, isn't it? If either of those are out by the 20th, then technically they could play in game week 23, which is on the 21st and 22nd. So it might only be 1 week they miss because of AFCON, actually. But it's something to look at closer to the time with regard to specifically AFCON players and even more specifically Salah, I think.
Very interesting indeed. We'll touch on this again as we get closer to the deadline, but it's good to have an early draft and yeah, we'll see how that kind of evolves and changes as we go. So get your entries in. It's free and just head over to FanTeam, set up an account, and then you can do that. Josh, we've flown through this today. It's been a pleasure to talk to you as always. We will be back. Oh, when will we be back? Next week. It's a bit chaotic, isn't it? Because of all the different midweek games. But yeah, we'll try and get one out again next week at kind of the usual time. But until then, I will see you soon.
Right. See you later, mate. Thank you. Yeah.